السلام عليكم.
السلام ورحمة الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And الحمد لله, we are halfway. So we have about 2 weeks, inshallah. So الحمد لله رب العالمين. But you could tell, I was here about 2 weeks ago and I looked at your faces full of energy now. All of us are. So you can tell, even if you don't, if you walk in looking at our faces, you know it's halfway. All right, so inshallah, I will reflect on chapter 20, Surah Taha, that Dr. Saleh and Ba'asim finished. And I'm going to be selective on few verses, inshallah. But there's a theme in this surah that it is hard to ignore. And this is only a reminder for those of you who are going through and you want to reflect. If you look at Surah Maryam, you will find in it the word Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahma, it's about 20 times. This is more like for those who are interested. If you go to chapter 19 and you look into it and you really trace the most repeated attribute, you will find Rahma, Dhikr Rahmati Rabbika, and Ar-Rahman throughout the chapter. In chapter 20, which is Surah Taha, you will find throughout a dhikr, dhikra. I don't know if you notice when they were reciting, but you will find that is quite often repeated. So it seems to me that there each, at least those two, I noticed these two things about them. However, I'll start with the beginning, Taha, these two letters, which, you know, there are so many things you could read about them, but I'll stay away from that. مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى إِلَّا تَذْكِرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى. O man, we did not bestow the Quran on thee from on high to make thee unhappy, but only as an exhortation to all who stand in awe of God. How many of you heard, or when we were young, or heard from the young, or from others, that Islam is too hard? The Quran is too restrictive. Too many laws. Too much ethics and morality. I can't do this, don't do this, and don't do this, and don't do that. And unfortunately, when you're young, you buy into it. And when you hear such thing, you feel it's a burden upon you. You feel it's difficult. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is talking to the Prophet, that the Quran was not, of course, the Prophet knows, but a lot of times the Quran talks to the Prophet, talks to us through the Prophet. The Quran is not revealed to bring hardship and difficulty. And those ethics and morality, it's not to make our life difficult, but to rather, as other places in the Quran, to make our life better and for us to reach our potential and to get the most out of this life. So it is the other way around. So the Quran here is responding to the negativity that sometimes you hear about the Quran. But there is the key here is, إِلَّا تَذْكِرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى. This beauty, this source of light and guidance, of ethics and morality that can transform life, that can take us from darkness to light. Who will benefit from it?
Us.
لِمَنْ يَخْشَى. This is the key. And always the Quran says, because how many people that you and I know, they are scholar of the Quran, they're non-Muslims, scholar of the Quran, they know about it more than us. But they didn't get it. They were not touched by it. So knowledge of the Quran by itself is not enough. This is the Quran here, لِمَنْ يَخْشَى. It is those. And Al-Khashya here, it has, brothers and sisters, two sides. One side is when you are at awe of something that is too great. You are at awe of something that is majestic, something that your soul and your mind and your heart is overwhelmed by it. This is part of the khashya. The other part of the khashya is when you realize what is after this life. When you realize that we all gonna die, and we are saying is, this is not the end. And everything that you do, you are accounted for. And you are accountable to the creator, the master of this universe. And you will be judged, and you will be taken to task, and you will be responsible for everything. That by itself is a serious matter. So when you couple it with the awe that we talked about, this is what the khashya here, the Quran is talking about. Those of us who have been able to reach that level of awe of the Creator and realize the seriousness of what's after this life, they are the one who take this Quran seriously. They are the one who pays attention to don't and don't, beauty and ugly, right and wrong, and so on and so forth. That's clear? All right, so I hope it is, because I think it is a very serious, and the Quran is saying is, those the people will be able to grasp what the Quran has to offer, and they realize it's not a burden, but it is a light, and it transforms us. So, I'd like to go to these were verse 1, 2, and 3. I'd like to go verse 14. And إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري. Talking to Moses, that I am one God, so you are focused on one source, and فاعبدني, worship me, and أقم الصلاة لذكري, uphold the prayer, so you remember me. Brothers and sisters, I believe all acts of worship has three components. It has the mechanical, it has the essence, and it has the goal. I will give an example on the salat. The mechanical, we all know it, right? You know, you're doing your hands, and we put your hands, and the sujood, and the ruku', and so on and so forth. So that is the mechanical. Then you have the essence. Here, waqis salata, for what? What is the essence of this? To feel God's presence. As the Prophet ﷺ said, أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه. You worship Allah as if He is there with you, hearing, aware of everything that you say and you do, because if you're not able to reach that level, He is aware and He is there. إنه يراك, He sees you. So the essence, brother and sister, of the salat is to feel God's presence. So there's the mechanical, and there's the essence. What is the goal? The goal is, إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر. In other words, is the prayers, the fruit of the prayers, that the goal that is measured is your moral and ethical behavior. So these are the three things: the mechanical. The essence is to feel God's presence, and the goal is to transform us morally and ethically in our daily conduct. That's why it's five times a day. All acts of worship are, in my humble opinion, along these three things: mechanical, essence, and goal. So here, the prayer. So unfortunately, most of the time, we're stuck in what? Mechanical. The mechanical. I hope today it's a reminder for us that to go beyond the mechanical and to make sure the goal is there, that morally and ethically we behave according to the Quran and the teaching of Islam, and more importantly, that we feel God's presence in the prayer. So this will be verse 14, and I'm going to skip to verse 124, 125, and 126. I will focus more on 124. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْقًا وَنَحْشُرُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. But whoever turns away from my message, verily for him or her is a life narrowed down, and we shall raise him or her blind on the day of judgment. He will say, O my Lord, why am I raised up blind where I had my sight in this life? I believe the verse it's clear. I just wanted to zero on one word that I believe is extremely important. Ma'ishatan danka. And it's a very powerful word. And what it means your life becomes very narrowed. And let me explain what that means, because I believe most of us feel, I'm afraid to say, but more of us sometimes we feel ourselves belong to that category. Our life becomes narrow. What does that mean, brothers and sisters? If I am on this earth to eat and to drink and to work and to have kids and to have a relationship with my spouse, like the rest of the animals. This is what the animals do. What made us, the Homo sapiens, what made us when Allah blew into us from His Spirit, we are here for a what? A purpose. A purpose. We talked about this about 2 weeks ago. We are here for a purpose. And our purpose, brothers and sisters, it is on two axes. Number one, as Khalifa of Allah, I'm vicegerent. I represent Allah on earth. What does that mean? I represent His ethics and His moral values. That is in the Quran. That's what means Khalifatullah. That means I represent His ethics and His values. To do what? To do al-amara. So I can go on in my life. Whatever I do in my life, I make sure I do it with the ethics and the moral values of my teaching. Whether I am at work, whether I am at home, whether I am on the street, whether I am with my neighbor, whatever public life there is or private life there is, I act. I am adding something to life. This is al-amara, based on ethics and values. The problem, brothers and sisters, when we do not, and let me go back, when we do not fulfill our purpose, what happens to our role? Instead of being wide, that I live the animal aspect of life, which is halal and we enjoy it, but I fulfill the purpose that God has created me for, to be Khalifa and to do good things on this earth. When I take this out, I am limited to a narrow part of my role. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, is that means you were blind, you did not see my message, and therefore in the hereafter you will not be looked at. أقول قولي هذا. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept and guide us with these verses and make Ramadan the month of transformation, where we see the light and we transform and we realize that we have a purpose in life. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah bless you, Brother Hassan.